This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Turkey has announced the death toll, and last month's massive earthquake has risen to nearly 48,000. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
The head of Turkey's Disaster and Emergency Management Agency said the people who died included over 6,000 foreigners, with Syrian nationals accounting for the largest share. The February 6th quake affected 11 Turkish provinces and parts of neighboring Syria. The United Nations has estimated Syria's death toll at 6,000. At least 230,000 buildings were destroyed or badly damaged in Turkey. Experts have pointed at lax building code enforcement as a major reason why the earthquake was so deadly. I'm Karen Chamas.
Thousands of Israelis joined demonstrations on Saturday for the 10th consecutive week against controversial judicial reform plans by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's new right-wing government. The government says the reforms are designed to end overreach into politics by an unrepresentative Supreme Court. Critics say Netanyahu seeks legal changes that will hurt Israel's democratic checks and balances. The protesters accuse Netanyahu of trying to escape a corruption case against him. He denies the charges. 12 years after the 2011 earthquake, tsunami, and Fukushima nuclear disaster, mourners gathered on Saturday to commemorate the loss of over 2,000 people and thousands of homes rendered uninhabitable by radiation. In Fukushima, Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida took part in a minute's silence to remember those who died. Mourners were seen laying flowers in Hisanohama, a village around 30 kilometers south of the ruined Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power station. The Japanese public remains wary of nuclear power after the 2011 accident. There are now just 5 nuclear power plants operating in the country, down from about 50. VOA News. Since Peru's first protest death in mid-December following the dramatic December 7th ouster of leftist president Pedro Castillo, prosecutors have opened at least 11 investigations into the deaths of some of the people killed during clashes with security forces. Family members of the victims have joined together, getting legal support and forming an association to spur authorities to action. Reuters' Freddie Joyner has more.
As Peru grapples to restore stability following months of anti-government protests that left 49 people dead, families that lost loved ones to the violence, which erupted following the dramatic December 7th ouster of leftist president Pedro Castillo, say they cannot forgive and forget. Now they are out to seek justice. In the southern city of Juliaca, Asunta Umpiri held the torn red and black sweatshirt of her 15-year-old son, who was shot in the back of the head on January 9th. The deadliest day of violence Peru has seen in over 20 years.
That's Reuters' Freddie Joyner reporting. Police in Washington state say a man who'd been stalking a podcaster for months allegedly killed the woman and her husband and then killed himself inside her home. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
Redmond, Washington police say they'd been trying to serve a protection order against the suspect, now dead, but they had trouble locating Ramin Kodakaram Rezai because he was a truck driver based in Texas. The 33-year-old podcaster, Zora Sadeghi, killed with her husband, had reported the suspect's increasingly alarming behavior, going from conversations in a Farsi chat room in 2021 to an in-person meeting last year to harassing phone calls and threats. Police say the suspect contacted Sadeghi more than 100 times in a single day. Her mother survived Friday's attack and ran to get help from a neighbor. When police arrived, they found the husband fatally shot near the front door, and further inside the home, they found Sadeghi and the suspect. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Movies featuring strong women are in abundance among this year's Oscar nominees. VOA's Laurel Bowman has more.
Actress Michelle Yeoh battles her way through a multiverse. Actress Angela Bassett leads a grieving nation at war. And actress Kate Blanchett deviously manipulates members of a world-class orchestra. Stories led by female actors fill the list of movies vying for Academy Awards on Sunday, reflecting gains in an industry that has long relegated women to secondary roles. Laurel Bowman, VOA News, Washington.
And the White House says U.S. President Joe Biden spoke with California Governor Gavin Newsom on Saturday about the failure of Silicon Valley Bank and efforts to address the situation. I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.